It was founded in 1914 as a nursing school, and now more than a century later, Carilion Clinic's Jefferson College of Health Sciences in downtown Roanoke has moved well beyond its original mission to offer degrees up to the doctoral level. But there's a big change coming this summer, a merger with Radford University. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning to talk about all that is Dr. Nathaniel L. Bishop. And L. Bishop is the president of Jefferson College of Health Sciences. And late last month, Radford University Brian Hemphill talked about the upcoming change.
We're very excited. This is a great day. This was a bold vision that we were able to work together collectively and work to bring it to life. And so we're excited.
And again, we welcome N.L. Bishop to our studio this morning. Mr. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you with us this morning. We appreciate it. Now, almost 300 Jefferson College students will accept diplomas tomorrow, N.L., at the Berglund Center tomorrow morning, from the associates through the doctoral level. You've been the president for more than 9 years, and you've been with Carilion for 22. So what's the feeling like heading into the last commencement?
There's a sense of excitement. And joy about this, the culmination of lots of good work that's gone into this over these years. I've just been very proud to have had this opportunity to lead the college since April of 2010. So very excited and happy at this time.
A little bit of nostalgia in there too?
Absolutely, absolutely. When I think back that it was in April of 2010 that I began this journey, I was able to assemble a wonderful team who has been with me and helped me to lead and guide the college, and I couldn't be any more proud of the work that we together have done to make the college have such a strong and good reputation and to become a vital part of this community.
That team staying on through the transition?
Yes, we're very excited about that the team that's been together will continue. So all of the culture, all of the great things that have happened will continue there as a part of the partnership that we had already created with Radford University. And now as the college becomes a part of the university's family.
So now you'll be Radford University Carilion.
Yes.
There's already a new logo.
Yes.
Things are coming together. Mm-hmm. And I guess it'll all take place. It'll finish this summer. Like I said, Radford already had programs at Jefferson College, nursing programs. So did that make it smoother, the transition, to knowing that Radford was already in the house?
Yeah, well, Radford University, their nursing program had been down at the Higher Ed Center, and there had been collaborations with work that we did in the simulation center that they have there. But then in 2010, we started conversations about Radford University bringing their Doctor of Physical Therapy program to Roanoke. And we did that in a way that program is fully housed inside our building on the 8th floor. I've been so pleased with how that went, the Doctor of Physical Therapy program worked with our own physical therapy assistant program in some wonderful ways, and some connections were made there. One of the next things that we did was the next year we started having conversations about their need to have an anatomy class that was close by. At about the same time, I had been in conversations with Dr. Cinda Johnson, the founding dean of the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, who also needed additional anatomy space. That was then also coupled with the idea that we needed additional anatomy space for the programs at the Jefferson College of Health Sciences. So as we looked at that, rather than each of us trying to figure out ways to do that on our own, this was a wonderful opportunity for collaboration. We brought the three entities work together in designing plans for how we might be able to use, create and use a space together. And in May of 2015, we were very pleased that we were able to open and have a grand opening for what we call the Virginia Intercollegiate Anatomy Lab, which is a $2.5 million 15-table anatomy lab on the 8th floor.
Including that digital human-sized, yes. Where you can flip, you can just see different views of people or their
yes,
innards.
Yes, that's
and
called an anatomage table.
Okay, you got it.
Which allows you to do virtual anatomy in a classroom setting prior to doing the actual cadaveric work over in the clinical lab.
So that's another thing, NL, that probably put the wheels in motion. We can bring this cooperation to the next level.
That's exactly right. we started seeing some of these collaborations that had organically arisen were working so well, even beyond what we thought that they might do, which made it a very natural next step for our colleges, which had been competing with each other, to instead transition to a point of collectively working together and collaborating and becoming one entity. And when we think about the power that we could bring to health science education right here in the Roanoke area, it's just a wonderful opportunity to bring our two resources together in a strength-to-strength partnership.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Nathaniel L. Bishop, N.L. Bishop, president of the Jefferson College of Health Sciences. Their last commencement under that name is tomorrow. Brian Hemphill, the president of Radford, says this merger will address ongoing shortages in the healthcare workforce. I know in a Roanoke Times article, Carilion Chief Administrative Officer Gene Armantrout says, at any one time, the Carilion system is short around 200 nurses. So how does this coming together, and Brian Hemphill says he wants to double the number of nursing students at Radford University Carilion, how does this coming together kind of jumpstart that effort?
Again, building on the relationships that we already had, we will be able to more efficiently and effectively bring our resources together in the delivery of health science education. This is an exciting time for us. Lots of good things are happening at the intersection of education and healthcare here in Roanoke, and this merger will be a further fulfillment of that.
You know, you have a role at the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, too. You're the chair of interprofessionalism.
Yes.
I know that's a big thing at Jefferson College. You have a whole department of interprofessionalism, which is about different people in the different stratas of the healthcare field working together. And, you know, nurse practitioners talking with, working with doctors and so on and so forth. Why is that important? And Alan, is that maybe more important now than ever going forward with shortages of healthcare workers?
That's exactly right. The better these disciplines are able to operate with each other, the better it is for patient care. So we have decided between the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine and the Jefferson College of Health Sciences back in 2010 that we would collaborate in this wonderful way. As the School of Medicine was coming on board and having interprofessionalism as one of its core domains. For students then to be able to learn together while they are students is a much better way than being introduced to each other after they have graduated.
Because they're going to have to work together once they get out in the
exactly
real world.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All righty, it's 8:53 at WFIR. We are talking this morning with Dr. Nathaniel L. Bishop, N.L. Bishop, the president of Jefferson College of Health Sciences. And, N.L., you will not be staying on as the president or dean at Radford University Carilion, but let me ask you this. Will you have a role with the merged school moving forward, at least during the transition time?
Yes. Obviously, there will be some work that needs to happen post-merger. We anticipate this being completed in July. And so I'll be around and helping to make those connections while continuing in a senior vice president role as a part of the corporate structure of Carilion Clinic.
Mm-hmm. That's been your home for over 20 years.
That's been my home for 22 years. And looking forward to continuing in that work and as Carilion is continuing to work and build what's happening in the academic fields here in Roanoke.
I'm just wondering, personally, when they asked you to take over this job with Jefferson College almost 10 years ago, did you think your tenure would be this long, and did you think you would be at the point now where you're ready to hand this off to Radford?
Immediately, the thought would have been to come over in a transition role, but in just a few months after being there, I realized that I was at home. I was very excited about the work that could be done. And once assembling the team and getting to know them, realized that there was some great opportunities there. And I'm very proud of the work that we've been able to accomplish together.
Mm. Tomorrow, Carilion Clinic President, Chief Operating Officer Nancy Agee, Dr. Nancy Agee, I should
yes.
say, a graduate of the doctoral program at Jefferson College.
Yes, we offered her, extended to her and conferred upon her in 2015 a Doctor of Humane Letters degree in recognition of the excellent and outstanding work that she's doing, not only here in Roanoke, but throughout this region, across the Commonwealth, and indeed across the nation.
What do you think her message will be tomorrow to students? You know, we were talking before, Nancy Agee started out as a nurse. Now here
that's
she is
right.
heading Carilion Health System. What do you think her message will be on this final commencement day?
Oh, it's an exciting story, her career and her background. you know, having started, having been born in that hospital, having gone to school there and completed its diploma school, having worked there and come up through the ranks. She has been such a wonderful aspiration to so many people. I think that her message of talking about the possibilities and her life is an example of that, of what might be. It's a great example of what can happen when you have determination and commitment. The possibilities are endless. I heard her share that with some students from our graduate program last night, and I'm sure that that will be consistent with what she'll do tomorrow. She has one of the most inspiring stories, and she's able to command and inspire people in so many wonderful ways. Our students will be excited to hear her message tomorrow.
Probably make a good book somewhere down the road.
It would make an excellent book.
We'll talk with N.L. Bishop, the president of Jefferson College of Health Sciences. A couple more minutes. I wanted to ask you, are all the issues worked out, N.L., as far as accreditation? And there's actually two different nursing programs, one for Radford, one for Jefferson College, with different tuition rates. And I understand at one point that'll all be normalized. But how's all that going to work out?
We have been very pleased with how things have happened so far with the timeline that had been set. The General Assembly approved this in a very wonderfully supportive way back in January. It was next approved by the State Council of Higher Education in Virginia. Overwhelming support there. We're thankful to the legislators who all saw the benefits of how this collaboration, this strength-to-strength collaboration, was going to be good for this region and indeed good for the Commonwealth. The next step is that the prospectus has been sent to SACS, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges, and they will be meeting next month for their semi-annual meeting, the Board of Trustees. We are very hopeful and confident that the prospectus is strong as it speaks to the strength of both of our institutions and how it will be beneficial to students and to the economic vitality of this area to bring our schools together in this merger. And so once they have met and approved this, it would be effective in the middle of July.
All right. Talk with Dr. N.L. Bishop, president of Jefferson College of Health Sciences. Just about a minute left. I wanted to ask you, though, this is the second time, N.L., in 2 years at Carilion, sort of handed over the reins of a local healthcare-related school. The medical school last year, the Virginia Tech Carilion Medical School, became Tech's ninth school. This now the Jefferson College merger with the Radford system. Does that maybe loosening the reins, the day-to-day operation, does it allow Carilion maybe to focus more on a core mission?
That is an aspect of it, but it does this in a way that does not withdraw from that. The partnership and the collaborations and relationships will still be very, very strong because education and healthcare intersect right here in Roanoke. And we just think that this is a wonderful way to bring our resources together and use them in effective ways for both parties.
Last question, about 20 seconds left. Is this a win-win-win, NL, going forward?
Well, one of the things that I said when I first started was my middle name is Win-Win. I have always been about trying to figure out ways so that one does not win and one loses. But how do we figure out ways when there are issues that you can find wins for both parties that comes out with something better than either of the two parties might have thought about in the beginning?
All right, Dr. N.L. Bishop at Jefferson College of Health Sciences. We're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
All right. It's been a pleasure and honor to be here this morning.